Acting coordinator of the Windward Islands Farmers Association, WINFA, Lassell Black Walker, said since the volcanic eruption, farmers across the country have been facing a range of challenges. She said WINFA is working on a number of programs to address the varying needs of farmers. Mrs. Black Walker said the organization has received funding from a number of international organizations and they are planning to implement capacity building programs for farmers. She noted that WINFA will also be teaching local farmers how to write proposals for funding.
Last year we received funding from CPDC, which is the Caribbean Policy Development Center, via the IAF, the Inter-American Fund, and we were supporting groups of farmers throughout St. Vincent. What we are planning, well, the support, some of the support that we'll be getting soon is capacity building, which is basically to help the farmers to train them in terms of the different type of techniques that they can use, especially in terms of the climate smart agriculture. That's very important. So we'll be receiving some training soon to help these farmers, also training to help them to be able to get funding for themselves. Like, for example, WINFA, what we normally do to get funding, we do a lot of proposal writing. So what we're trying to do now is to get these farmers involved in that kind of work so that they can get, you know, support for themselves and not just depend on organizations like WINFA and other NGOs for support.
Mrs. Black Walker said WINFA is also working closely with the Richmond Vale Academy on the Ridge to Reef program, which will help to provide financial support for local farmers.
On that note as well, we did submit two main proposals, that is. One of them in which we are working with the Richmond Vale Academy, and it's a Ridge to Reef program. Well, we are currently in the second phase of the proposal right now. The concept note was accepted, so now we are a step closer. So hopefully when we submit the proposal, which is scheduled for May, that we get the support. And well, the support from that is mainly to help. It's a lot more to do with backyard farming, little Ridge to Reef programs, you know, cleaning up the rivers, getting financial support for the farmers. And the second one, which is what we submitted to the IAF, we are still working on that one. I'm scheduled to have some meetings with the reps within the region so that we could, you know, further develop the program to see which area is best needed to help the farmers.
And Mrs. Black Walker said WINFA will also continue to work closely with farmers who were adversely affected by last year's volcanic eruption.
We also planning on assisting farmers, especially those within the areas, closer to the volcano, who still, you know, are impacted significantly by the ash, the level of ash. So we are working on it. We are making progress, and we really want to see St. Vincent get back on its feet. I mean, yes, we are getting better, of course, but there's still a lot that still needs to be done.
Acting coordinator of the Windward Islands Farmers Association, WINFA, Lassell Black Walker. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.